Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Tony Bennett passed away recently, and I did a podcast episode about his Christmas music legacy, all the great Christmas music he recorded, and it's a lot more than you might think, unless you listen to that episode, of course, and then you know. But it got me to thinking, while he recorded lots of Christmas music, he didn't really have a signature Christmas song. Lots of artists do. Bing Crosby has White Christmas, Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas, The Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick, Darlene Love, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, The Carpenters, Merry Christmas, Darling, Mannheim Steamroller, Deck the Halls, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'd even throw Kelly Clarkson into that list and say Underneath the Tree for her. But for each of those, there are lots of others that, while they have recorded lots of Christmas music, they don't necessarily have one particular signature Christmas song. And I found that really interesting. By the way, when I say an artist recorded lots of Christmas music, that's subjective, I know, and you may not agree, and that's fine. Some definitely recorded a lot more than others, and on the other hand, my apologies if I don't mention or didn't mention one of your favorites. I didn't leave anybody out intentionally. I just mentioned the first bunch that popped into my head. But I thought this might be an interesting thing to talk about, so I invited Kristen from the Holidays After Dark podcast and Sarah from Christmas Spirit News back on to talk about signature Christmas songs. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Ken.
Yeah, thanks so much.
First, before we get into this, can each of you sort of introduce yourselves and give us a little bit about what you do, your podcast and your Christmas news, social media stuff? Kristen, you want to start?
Sure. So I'm Kristen, the host of Holidays After Dark. The premise of my podcast is I look at all holidays year round, not just Christmas. And I kind of try to find the weird or unusual facts or maybe some things that have happened on the holiday in the past that maybe aren't as mainstream as the holiday itself and deep dive into that. Of course, Christmas is my favorite holiday. So I, you know, do a lot with that once the season comes. But yeah, it's on all social media, at Holidays Podcast, Holidays After Dark on Facebook, and you can listen to the podcast pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts.
And Sarah, what is Christmas Spirit News?
You know, I would just say I'm a lifelong fan of Christmas, Christmas music, Christmas movies. And so I created a Twitter page to tweet about it and find like-minded people. I feel like there aren't many people as passionate as I am about Christmas, but I found my people, Kristen and Ken.
Of course.
You sure did.
You can find me on Twitter, which has been rebranded as X, at @spirit_Xmas.
And I will put in the show notes links to your Twitter page, X page, whatever they're calling it now, and Kristen's here podcast. Let's start with Tony Bennett. Is there a particular Christmas song that immediately comes to mind when you think of Tony?
You know, I'll jump in and say Snowfall from his album that bears the same name. Not many people have covered it, so I feel like it's very unique to him. I don't know if it would be a signature song, but when I think of him and Christmas music and something unique, that's the song that comes to mind.
My gut reaction was Christmas Land, which I think is on that same album.
Yes.
And for many of the same reasons that not a lot of, I don't know of anybody that has covered it. Keep your emails if you covered it. I just don't mean it's not one that gets a lot of people, a lot of artists that cover it, but I don't, you know, didn't get a whole lot of, neither of those songs got like a whole lot of airplay. Kristen,
Yeah, so my first introduction to Tony Bennett was kind of the stuff that he did with Lady Gaga, which I was a huge fan of. And then I, you know, listened to more and more of him through that introduction. And so when I was looking into his Christmas music, the ones that really stood out to me was one called I Love the Winter Weather, which I really enjoy. And then I also really like his rendition of I'll Be Home for Christmas because
Oh, me
it's
too.
kind of more upbeat. Then you hear that song a lot of the time. And his version of Oh Christmas Tree, I also think is a really good one.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it wouldn't be a signature song if it's a duet with somebody else, but I really liked the Winter Wonderland that he did with Lady Gaga, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town that he did with Diana Krall. Both of those were really nice. And he has such a unique, rich voice that for the holidays, I'm sure there are lots of people who could just put on a Tony Bennett Christmas album or playlist or whatever medium you like to use and just enjoy the season. But I don't feel like there is one particular song that everybody goes, oh, yeah, Tony Bennett's Christmas song.
Yeah.
Including the Christmas song. Another one that I'm really surprised when it popped into my head was Frank Sinatra. Frank has so many great and beautiful Christmas songs, but I don't know that there's one in particular that you'd think of as a signature Christmas song. I mean, a signature song for Frank, you could say New York, New York, or My Way. Probably those are the two big ones. But for a Christmas song, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so he has one called Christmas Memories that I really enjoy. It's funny because Frank Sinatra in general, it's like a weird, and same with like Tony Bennett, like they instill like these feelings of nostalgia, even though it's like, okay, you know, I wasn't alive like way back in the heyday Frank Sinatra days, yet somehow listening to his music kind of makes you feel like you're remembering a time even before you were born that you're somehow nostalgic for, which is kind of the essence of Christmas too. And so the Christmas Memories is definitely one that's very applicable to that. And then I really like his version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas as well.
Sarah, how about you?
You know, I'm going to go with Mistletoe and Holly. It's the song that's not covered very much, but when it is, no matter who sings it, I'm like, no, that's Frank Sinatra's Christmas song. And nobody does it quite as well as he does. I might also venture to say Santa Claus Is Coming to Town because it was featured in the Polar Express movie. And so yeah. I feel like that may have popularized it with younger generations.
I'm definitely with you, especially with Mistletoe and Holly. I love his version of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I think that's just so, so beautiful. And there are lots of people that have covered that. And I don't quite feel the same like you do about covers of Mistletoe and Holly. When I hear somebody else do I Heard the Bells, I don't go, no, that's Frank's. Just stop it. But I can't help compare when they're doing that. And I can hear that and I go, okay, it's really nice. And I see what you're trying to do there. But it's not as smooth as Frank. It's not, you know, it's not as Frank. But he's another one. And I was really kind of surprised that there isn't. When you talk about Christmas music, it's the same kind of thing we were saying with Tony Bennett, that there's not really one particular signature song. It's hard to mention Frank and not also mention Dean Martin. Dean didn't have nearly as much Christmas music as Frank, but he had a respectable amount. But I don't know that there's any one particular one. Sarah, is there a particular Dean Martin song that Christmas song?
So, Ken, I cheated with this one and I sorted through iTunes and Spotify because I didn't grow up listening to Dean Martin. I was a Johnny Mathis fan. And I saw that Baby It's Cold Outside were his top two songs on iTunes, one on his original album and one on Now That's What I Call Christmas. So I feel like that's what listeners would say. And it was also remastered by Martina McBride, who dubbed it with Dean Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a kind of love-hate thing with that song.
I hear you.
And it's long before the recent controversy, or whatever you want to call it. I worked in radio for a lot of years. And at Christmas time, we would go, most of the stations I worked for went all Christmas. They never played Baby It's Cold Outside. Never played it. It's just not a Christmas song. And we just didn't play it. And it wasn't my decision. It was, I mean, there wasn't iHeart and Sirius XM and that kind of stuff. It was smaller then, but it was lots of different stations, and nobody made that decision that we're going to play Baby It's Cold Outside, except after Elf came out and they used it in Elf. That one December, it got that version from the movie got played, and then it went away again until recently. And I don't even know how this controversy started recently, because it just wasn't a song that radio played. With Dean Martin, I think of Rudolph, just because Dean Martin was so cool, and in it he refers to Rudolph as Rudy. And I thought, that's a signature thing for Dean Martin, to do that sort of thing. So maybe that. He does a really nice job on Silver Bells too. Kristen, what do you think?
Yeah, the two that I took note of that I've found myself listening to during the holidays are I'll Be Home for Christmas, and then his version of White Christmas as well. Both are enjoyable. I kind of agree with Sarah. Like, he's not one of my like go-tos. I definitely know many other artists better than him when it comes to Christmas, but those are two that definitely I'll put on a Christmas playlist if I make a new one around the holidays or whatever.
Sarah, I think you had mentioned Johnny Mathis.
Oh, I love him.
What do you think of for a signature song for Johnny?
So I was introduced to Christmas music, period, by Johnny Mathis. My mom would play the albums. My grandmother would play the albums. So we would decorate the tree to his albums every year. I adore him. All of his songs are signature songs for me personally. But I feel that his version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is what popularized the song. And of course, it's been covered and covered and covered. But I think he did it best. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Kristen, how about you?
So I'm not like overly familiar with Johnny Mathis, probably enough to like say a signature. I know when so Hallmark Channel, which I'm a Hallmark Channel obsessed person, they used to have a show called Home and Family, which was like it was kind of like their version of like the Today Show, but it was all just like crafts and singers and fun. And Johnny Mathis, I believe, was a signature performer on Home and Family from time to time. So I kind of got introduced that way. And I'm sure if I heard, you know, some more of his stuff, I would certainly recognize it. But yeah, I don't really have anything that like stands out to me as, oh, that's that's it necessarily.
I think for me, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is definitely one. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, his version of that also. And I can't help but mention the song that doesn't get a whole lot of airplay anywhere else but on my station. But he recorded a song called The Sounds of Christmas. So obviously I have to play that. But it's not a signature song, but it's tough. He's done so many. And, you know, when you think of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, you'd probably think of Andy Williams also. And Andy Williams has a lot of Christmas music. And I don't know if It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is his signature song, Kristen.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
How about you, Sarah?
I know that ranks like on iTunes as his top Christmas song. But when I think of Andy Williams, I think of Happy Holidays. It's the holiday season.
Yeah. True.
That to me is classic Andy Williams. And It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year as a close second. But I really do prefer Johnny Mathis's version.
I won't tell Andy. Let's move in time a little bit closer. How about Aretha Franklin? She didn't actually put out a Christmas album until 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. But she'd done a bunch of singles over the decades before. Is there anything in particular that stands out for either of you for Aretha?
I adore her version of Joy to the World with the Fame Freedom Choir. It was on the soundtrack of the 1994 Miracle on 34th Street movie. She sang it live at the Rockefeller Tree Lighting in 2009. She sang it in Washington, D.C. at the National Christmas Tree Ceremony in 2013. I think that's the video you can find on YouTube. To me, like, Ken, you may be the only person who has a bigger Christmas music collection than I do, but I've got thousands of songs, and this is my number one most favorite. If anyone ever asks me, it is the number one, and no one can sing that song better than her. Whitney Houston came close. Mariah Carey came close. But Aretha Franklin's version of Joy to the World shuts down all other Christmas music for me.
I honestly could not agree more. When I was kind of researching for this episode to refresh my memory on some things, I was like, this is like the most fun song that I've ever heard. And yeah, 100% iconic, and no one's done it better. And having the choir behind her. And yeah, I 100% agree.
I love that version. And there are several of her singles that I really love. I love Kissing by the Mistletoe and Oh Christmas Tree. But when she did Joy to the World, that was around the same time that Whitney did Joy to the World, very similar arrangement with a choir for The Preacher's Wife. I don't know off the top of my head right now which one came first. And I don't know if it matters. They're both terrific. No one is another Whitney, and no one is another Aretha. That's for sure. I think if Aretha had a signature Christmas song, that would probably be it. Especially considering her gospel roots, it is amazing. So yeah, I think I could go along with that. How about Dolly Parton? Dolly Parton has done Christmas music on her own. She did an album with Kenny Rogers in the 80s. She did, just in the last few years, a big Christmas album. But I don't know that there's maybe Hard Candy Christmas. I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a particular Christmas song that would be a signature Christmas song for her. What do you think, Kristen?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely Hard Candy Christmas. But Dolly Parton is another one of those that's like instant nostalgia, even though I'm not 100% sure what it gives nostalgia to. But I just feel like Dolly Parton is, it's one of those, she's one of those artists that, like, you know, you listen to her with your grandparents at some point, or just like, at least in my childhood, I just felt like Dolly Parton was one of those artists that was just always kind of there. And so I definitely love Hard Candy Christmas. And then I also really think that her version of Holly Jolly Christmas is iconic and very unique to her. And when I hear those two songs, I'm like, take me on a Christmas road trip. You know, I just picture myself in the car for some reason, you know. Yeah, it definitely hits me in the heart for sure.
Sarah?
You know, I love her original duets where she was a co-writer, or maybe the original writer, for A Christmas to Remember and I'll Be Home with Bells On. Those two songs, like, we had that album when I was growing up, so I just love hearing those songs. And more distantly, I Believe in Santa Claus, which is also on that album. It's the first song that says Christmas to me. I listen to those songs every year.
Yeah, there was a the name of the song just went out of my head. There was a Christmas catalog song that was on her latest album that I thought was really kind of neat. It has the nostalgia for anybody who grew up with, you know, the big wish book from Sears or any of that kind of stuff. But it's a very recent song, so it's hard to think that would be, can you consider that a signature song, especially when she's had such an amazing career. Yeah. But a lot of her Christmas music has been duets, both on this new record and on the, with all the stuff with Kenny Rogers that is so, to use the word again, iconic. Mm-hmm. With Bells On and I Believe in Santa Claus. Those are terrific songs, and it makes me think of her, makes me think of him too. But maybe I'll lean a little more into Hard Candy Christmas, just because that was uniquely Dolly. How about Kenny G?
Kenny G, like, makes me just, like, picture myself walking around, like, a department store at the mall and, like, with all the holiday decorations. I don't know, like, I love his music, but for some reason it always reminds me of, like, mall music, but absolutely no disrespect by that. But I love his version of Winter Wonderland, and then also Silver Bells is another one that I really enjoy listening to.
You know, I remember being surprised when his first album, his first Christmas album came out, and then there was a second, and then there was a third, and they were huge. Tons of requests at the radio stations I worked at, huge numbers in sales back when people were still buying physical CDs. I don't know that, I think records had sort of disappeared, at least for the time being. But those three albums back to back to back were huge. But for me, there's none of the songs that really, really stick. I think there was a medley he did of Deck the Halls and the 12 Days of Christmas that does come to mind, but none of them really, when I think of Kenny G, I think of those albums, but I don't think of a particular track.
Totally agree, Ken. I couldn't think of a signature Christmas song for Kenny G. I just feel like that album is iconic in and of itself. I saw him on TV maybe a year or two ago on a talk show, and he said it's the greatest selling instrumental Christmas album of all time. And I didn't know that. And so I just feel like it's the whole album that represents him at Christmas. And forgive me, I can't pick a signature song from it.
Yeah, I can't either. And it's no, like you said, it's no disrespect to Kenny G, but there isn't one particular song. And I think if anybody sent me a message or a text or something that they were listening to the Sounds of Christmas and they really wanted to hear that Kenny G Christmas song, I don't know. I don't know that I would have a good guess even what they were thinking. What is that Kenny G Christmas song? I don't know. And so I would just play something and then go, oh, I'm sorry, I thought that's what you meant. I do like his version of Oh Christmas Tree also, but I don't know that any of those I would elevate to a signature song. Maybe there just isn't one there. How about Harry Connick Jr.? He's got a lot of Christmas music. Just had a new one last year.
Yeah, he's got three albums. Ken, you may not know this about me, but I'm originally from Louisiana. And I love his music, but I have to say that it must have been Old Santa, which he performed live at the Rockefeller tree lighting over during the pandemic. To me, it has so much New Orleans jazz flair, which is true to his roots, where he's from. I just love that song.
For me, and it's hard to separate out the personal nostalgia, but for me, When My Heart Finds Christmas, the title track of his first Christmas album, that's the one that I always come back to. But there are so many that are fun, that are different because of his New Orleans jazz kind of background, that are so, the style, the arrangement is so different from what you'd be expecting. So many that could be. And I think when you look for a signature song, a lot of times you want something that is either original or at least pretty unique. And there's Santa-rific, and there's the Happy Elf, but I don't know I keep coming back to When My Heart Finds Christmas. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I also had When My Heart Finds Christmas, but then I also had his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. To me, whenever I hear that during the season, I think that was kind of like my introduction to Harry Connick Jr., and it's just so kind of unique and like, you can just tell that he is such like a natural entertainer, and that comes through in like every song that he ever does. But I feel like it really comes through in the playfulness of his version of Rudolph. So yeah, but I 100% agree with what you were saying as well.
Hey, Ken.
Yes.
I have a section of my own personal playlist that I dedicate to Louisiana Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And I play Harry Connick's It Must Have Been Old Santa. Then I play Aaron Neville's Louisiana Christmas Day. Nice. And then I play Louis Armstrong's Christmas Time in New Orleans. And those three songs go together for me.
Nice. I'm trying to remember if Harry Connick has done Christmas in New Orleans.
I don't know if he has.
I don't think he has. Harry, if you're listening, missed opportunity. It's not too late.
Amen.
It's not too late. Last year, he put out an album that I think he recorded during the pandemic, and it was an iTunes exclusive thing. And he revisited with like acoustic versions of When My Heart Finds Christmas and several tracks from that first Christmas album, in addition to some new stuff. And because it was iTunes exclusive, I would almost bet that this year it would be everywhere and maybe there would be an extra song on it. So, Harry, if you're listening, really, Christmas in New Orleans, come on.
Yeah, get to it.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
Okay, how about Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I love Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I've seen them live. They blend my loves of rock and Christmas music. So I've always been absolutely enthralled with their stuff. And so for me, my go-tos and what I think everyone's go-tos or a lot of people are Christmas Eve, Christmas Canon, and then A Mad Russian's Christmas. When I hear those, like, I find it's like great driving Christmas music because not all Christmas music is like at least what I want to tool around in the car in, because I like a little bit more like hardcore driving music, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra totally hits the spot for me during the holidays with that.
Yeah, I think so too. I remember when the first album came out, and it was so cool and different from anything else that was out there, and it was loud and noisy, and it was Christmas, and I thought, this is terrific. This is what I have been waiting for. I love so many songs that they did. Wizards in Winter is terrific. Siberian Sleigh Ride is great. But it's hard to, is it Christmas Canon? Is it Christmas Eve Sarajevo? Is it A Mad Russian's Christmas? I don't know. It's hard to pick just one. And like I mentioned with Kenny G, and really like I got to mention with any of these, if anybody said, hey, you know, if they said play that Bing Crosby Christmas song, I would be pretty sure they meant White Christmas. But if they said, hey, play that Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas song, I would guess Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224 or Christmas Canon. Probably one of those. You know, the song they had in the Jim Carrey Grinch movie, Perfect Christmas Night, is pretty cool too. I don't know. I feel like I keep saying I don't know at the end of every one of these artists.
Yeah, but, and they're great live too, if you ever get a chance. It's nonstop entertainment from start to finish. It feels like it's over in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you don't expect to go to a Christmas concert and have there be pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
But it is great. I went to see them the first time 15 years ago maybe, and our son was not a concert going kind of kid, and he reluctantly went with us, and he said, I'll try and stay awake, and I just thought, yeah, you try and sleep through this. But he was on his feet on his chair watching because it was so amazing, and you don't even realize that they're playing Beethoven or Mozart in addition to all this other rock and roll and the lasers and everything. It is an amazing show. We got to see them again last December, and does not disappoint. It was terrific. They also teased a new song, some things, and talked a little bit about things that Paul O'Neill had been working on and that they have been working on with the O'Neill family to get polished enough to release. So I don't know that that'll happen this year, but there's a little tease for you just in case.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. How about Leanne Rimes? She had Christmas album in the 90s and then a bunch of singles, another an EP, another album, another EP, lots of Christmas music. Is there anything that stands out about Leanne Rimes' Christmas music for you, Sarah?
Yeah, I love her single, Put a Little Holiday in Your Heart. That really speaks to me from a Christmas perspective. And then I like her version of All I Want for Christmas Is You, which isn't the Mariah Carey arrangement, but the other one that Kelly Clarkson covered.
Yeah, the Vince Vance.
Yes, that one. Thank you. The name escaped me.
So for me, she did a Hallmark movie, going back to Hallmark, called It's Christmas Eve. And there was a a song that she did for that movie of the same name. And while I was not a fan of her as an actress, I did enjoy that song and do think that it's kind of introduced maybe a new group of people to her music, including myself, because I've always known who she was, but I wasn't necessarily like seeking out her music per se. But then also her version of Christmas Time Is Here, I also find to kind of really grab my attention and kind of comes to mind when I think of her around the holidays.
As far as original songs go, I love You and Me and Christmas that she did. That may have been for It's Christmas Eve. It may have been for that movie. I don't remember, but it was recent, like the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, very recent. I'm not sure what movie it was for. She's done a few with Hallmark now.
Right.
But yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like the playful version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas that she did. I like the version of that Vince Vance song that she did. But I don't know if any of those would really, that Leanne Rimes Christmas song, no idea. She did a really nice version of Holly Jolly Christmas too. I think that was paired up with another song, but it's tough to pick one. All right, one more. Michael Bublé. Everybody, he's a meme for Christmas music. Every year people joke about him, and he's put out a lot of Christmas music, and he's right up there with Mariah as far as the jokes about it's time to listen to Christmas music and here comes Michael Bublé out of his cave. But I don't know that. I mean, I love a lot of the stuff that he has done, but I don't know that there's a particular one that I think of as that Michael Bublé Christmas song. Kristen, what do you think?
Yeah, I always like picture him up there like hanging out with Santa, and then like when Thanksgiving strikes, they just like teleport him down to Earth. But it's kind of funny. But for me, when I think of Michael Bublé, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And then also I really enjoy his version of Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, which I know, especially when I've seen him perform that on some of the like television specials that he's done, it always seems to be like the pinnacle moment of the concert. So for me, yeah, but he's just a Christmas icon in general. I mean, even just the name is like Christmas. So yeah, it is a little hard to pick, but for me, those are the two that I think of.
Sarah, how about you?
I kind of second Kristen in that it's hard to pick a signature song. I think his whole collection is iconic. My favorites would be his duet of White Christmas with Shania Twain.
Yeah,
I just adore that. I adore her as well. And then I like his original song, The More You Give, which came later. I feel like that should be his signature song. I know a lot of people would argue with me on that, but I think it really captures the holiday spirit with the lyrics. Like the more you give, the more you'll have. Like I love the message.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like that should be his signature song. I don't know that it's gotten there, or at least not gotten there yet. I like the Christmas sweater song he did the last few years because it's unique, because it's his. Because so many of the songs he's done, it's tough not to compare them to the many that have come before. Here he is with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Okay, that's great, but so many have done that already. It's hard to connect it just to him. I'm surprised that he hasn't done Happy Holidays, the holiday season.
Yeah.
Because it seems very Michael Bublé.
He could do Mistletoe and Holly by Frank Sinatra.
He could do a lot of those songs, and he has done, you know, some of them, and there are so many songs it's hard to say, but he hasn't done this and he hasn't done that. He hasn't done I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. He could knock that out of the park. I like Cold December Night.
Yeah.
That he did. But I don't know, you know, I'm trying to think even for radio, because I get even though I do my own Sounds of Christmas online station, I pay attention to what traditional radio stations are playing to make sure I don't miss anything. And if there is something new that is getting a lot of requests or something, I want to make sure that I know about it. But I can't think of a Michael Bublé song that from year to year to year gets significant airplay. It seems to sort of change from one year to the next. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying there's anything, certainly not saying there's anything wrong with Michael Bublé. but I don't, you know, and he's done Christmas specials and he is synonymous with Christmas music these days, but I don't think that there's a particular song. Again, if somebody said, hey, what's that Michael Bublé Christmas song? Come on, mm-hmm. Are you kidding? this is the last time that I'll say I don't know, but but I don't. But I found it interesting, and I hope that anybody who's listening to this found it interesting also, that there's all these artists that we've talked about that have put out so much Christmas music, and there isn't really a one that stands out for them. And it doesn't mean that they're bad, and it doesn't mean that any of the artists that do have one particular one, God knows Bing Crosby put out a ton of Christmas music, but White Christmas is the one that if he were still around and still performing and everybody could get over that he was 140 or whatever, that they would make, he had to do White Christmas. Nat King Cole would have to do the Christmas song, even though he put out so much. Elvis has to do Blue Christmas. But I don't know if I was going to a Michael Bublé Christmas concert and he played for, I don't know how long he plays for a concert, 90 minutes, 2 hours. I feel like if I would be entertained and have a good time and feel all Christmassy when I left, and I wouldn't be leaving going, I can't believe he didn't play Holly Jolly Christmas or Santa Claus is Coming to Town or whatever, because I don't feel like there's one particular thing that's his. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Hey, Ken, before we go, I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. what do you think John Legend's signature Christmas song is?
That changes for me. I really like You Deserve It All. Really mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, I think I would have to go with that. I mean, he did a really nice cover of Happy Christmas, the John Lennon song. Usually I don't, I that's one of those songs that I am very possessive over, even though I have no right to be, but I'm maybe possessive, not the word, maybe judgmental is the word, because I love John Lennon, and anybody else who does a cover of that song, I feel like you need to, it needs to be really good. So it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to like anybody else's version, but that one was one that I thought, you know, I think John would like this, which is really judgmental and pretentious of me. But I really like that. I don't know. Do you have a favorite or one that you think would be a signature song for John Legend?
There's a few. His first single from his main Christmas album, Bring Me Love, mm-hmm. I think is fantastic. A song that isn't on his album, but the song he did with Carrie Underwood, Hallelujah. I think that's one of the most beautiful Christmas songs I've ever heard. That was fantastic. And this is, I'm not throwing any shade at Carrie Underwood because I like her, but I hope he also does a single version just on his own someday. And then a song that isn't on any of his Christmas albums, but it's on one of his regular mainstream albums, is Refuge When It's Cold Outside. And I have to play that at Christmas every year. It's a wintry love song and it's beautiful.
I love finding things like that that weren't part of the Christmas package, that were just something that was on a regular release. Tony Bennett added a version of a Christmas love song to one of his a regular jazz album. I don't know what a regular jazz album is. Save your emails. But, you know, it was a non-seasonal release. It was a Tony Bennett release. I think it was called The Art of Romance. And a Christmas love song was on there. And it was just such a nice bonus, a nice surprise. And I felt like it was a little, you know, like it was a little treasure. And because I'm such a Christmas music fanatic, that it was like a little present for me. And that was really nice. And I play that all the time, but I love finding things like that.
Yeah. Kristen, are you a fan of John Legend's Christmas music? Do you like one of his songs?
I am. The one that comes to me, and it might be kind of cliched, but it's What Christmas Means to Me with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I feel like he has performed that like live on TV so many times. And so when I think of him, I can picture him on TV playing the piano with Stevie Wonder. And it's just such a fun rendition. And I mean, his voice is just unmatched, and it really has that classic Christmas quality, like a lot of kind of like Michael Bublé, like how they're similar to the old crooners of yesteryear sort of thing. And so yeah, he just has that Christmas tone, but that's the one I think of.
Is John Legend on your New Orleans or Louisiana Christmas playlist?
It is. I like his really jazzy version of Merry Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's marching down the street on Bourbon Street with a big band behind him. Like, I absolutely love that song. So yes, it's in my Louisiana list. Even though he's from Ohio.
And he did Christmas in New Orleans too.
Yes.
One of my favorite things about John Legend is that in a lot of his songs, especially a lot of his Christmas songs, you can feel him smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And for to do that in a Christmas song, that gives you a little bit of that Christmas magic. And I just love that. And I think that, you know, in Merry Merry Christmas, you definitely feel that.
Absolutely. It's all about joy.
Yeah. We could go on and on, I'm sure, but I should let you guys go. But before you go, let me know if you've got something coming up that you want to share, Kristen.
Sure. So actually, retroactively, I just released a Bing Crosby episode earlier in July, and it was fascinating learning the history of him and how he was actually quite a controversial figure. So while you're in the Christmas music mood after listening to this episode, you could pop over and listen to my Crooner Confidential Bing Crosby episode. This week, I also released an episode about holidays in Las Vegas and how the Las Vegas Strip does holidays, because I'm about to leave on my annual vacation to Las Vegas. So I took a deep dive. I'm actually taking the rest of August off from the podcast, but then I'll be back in September starting the Halloween season.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Sarah, I know you're not doing a podcast, but have you heard any good rumors about upcoming Christmas music?
Cher is going to launch a Christmas album this year. I'm so excited. In our last podcast conversation together, we talked about her as one of the people on our top 10 wish list. And I just can't wait to see what she does. And something that I do, Ken, every year, I collect all the new releases in a Spotify playlist, and I post those on my Twitter page. So the one I did for 2023, I think it got close to 7,000 followers on Spotify, which clearly isn't like a big Spotify list. But for a novice who's not related to that company, I feel like I created something that people like.
Nice.
I
will put in the show notes links so people can find you and connect and follow you and download your stuff and all of that good things. And thank you both for spending so much time talking about all this stuff.
Thank you for having me, Ken. And it's so good to talk to you again, Kristen.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. And you as well, Sarah. It was really fun.
And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we have a Linktree page so you can find us on your favorite streaming site. And then you can subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. The link for all of that stuff and the link for Kristen's podcast and Sarah's spot on Twitter or on X. Links for both of those will be down in the show notes as well. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas Station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, And may you always believe in Santa Claus.